The Holy Gospel appointed for the 10th Sunday after Pentecost is taken from the Gospel of St. Mark, the 6th chapter, beginning at verse 45. Immediately Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side, to Bethsaida, while he dismissed the crowd. And after he had taken leave of them, he went up on the mountain to pray. And when evening came, the boat was out on the sea, and he was alone on the land. And he saw that they were making headway painfully, for the wind was against them. And about the fourth watch of the night, he came to them walking on the sea. He meant to pass by them. But when they saw him walking on the sea, they thought it was a ghost and cried out, for they all saw him and were terrified. But immediately he spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." And he got into the boat with them, and the wind ceased. And they were utterly astounded, for they did not understand about the loaves, but their hearts were hardened. When they had crossed over, they came to land at Gennesareth and moored to the shore. And when they got out of the boat, people immediately recognized him and ran about the whole region and began to bring the sick people on their beds to wherever they heard he was. And wherever he came, in villages, cities, or countryside, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and implored him that they might touch even the fringe of his garment. And as many as touched it were made well. This is the gospel of the Lord. Let us pray to the Lord. Gracious and merciful Father, today you challenge us again, not to be afraid, but to place all of our faith and all of our trust in Jesus when we feel like we are sinking or drowning by the constant storms we have to face in life, the problems, the disappointments, trials and tribulations that surround us. Father, we ask that you send your Holy Spirit to strengthen us in our faith and trust in Jesus, so that we have nothing to fear. Even when we feel like the whole world is crashing down on us and everything seems to be against us. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight. O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation today is taken from the gospel lesson for this Sunday. The words of Jesus in Mark chapter 6, with special attention to verses 49 and 50. But when they saw Jesus walking on the sea, they thought it was a ghost and cried out, for they all saw him and were terrified. But immediately Jesus spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." This is the Word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid. What a comforting statement on this Sunday morning from our Lord Jesus Christ Himself as we meditate on His holy Word. Yes, Jesus says to us today, take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid. And yet, if I were to ask you this morning, are we afraid? Yes, are we afraid, just like the disciples were during that violent storm at sea, afraid of sinking or drowning ourselves? Not during a storm, but by the constant storms we have to face in life. Afraid of getting sick with terminal illness, afraid of not having enough health insurance, afraid of not being able to pay for all the medications and prescriptions we have to take. Afraid then as a consequence of not being able to pay all of those other bills that pile up on our desk. Whatever it is, I'm sure that all of us are somewhat afraid of sinking, of drowning ourselves with all the storms we have to face in life. Especially with the high cost of living we're all going through right now in the state of California. I know that from personal experience, as well as you do. As soon as Ruth and I retired from working 4 years ago in 2014, the financial challenge and the reality we suddenly had to face in life. And I'm sure that many of you here this morning have had the same painful experience after your retirement. And for those of you who are still working and aren't retired, the daily constant challenge of making ends meet financially for you and for your family, it's not easy. Sometimes it's very tough and challenging. Well, that was also true at the time of Jesus. As the people, especially the poor, had similar fears and concerns for their own families, especially for those in their families who were sick and ill. Unfortunately, at the time of Jesus, they didn't have doctors and hospitals. They didn't perform surgeries or provide the kind of medical attention we have today for diabetes or high blood pressure or any other medical condition. And they certainly didn't have any health insurance either. They also didn't have a public welfare system or program for disability or unemployment or retirement benefits we have today. They had to literally fetch for themselves in order to provide for their families, especially for their sick. That's why they were constantly looking for Jesus to perform His miraculous signs and wonders in order to not just feed them, but to heal them. As a matter of fact, right after Jesus had fed the 5,000 men, not including women and children, Jesus told His disciples to get into the boat and go before Him to the other side of the lake while He dismissed the crowd. And yet they just weren't ready to accept it, to leave and to go back again to their homes and to their communities. Instead, they were determined, if necessary, to take Jesus by force and make him their new king in order to provide for all of their needs in life, especially the healing of their sick. And this is what happened. They began to bring the sick people on their beds. They even laid their sick in the marketplaces so that they might touch even the fringe of Jesus' garment. And we're told that many who had touched Jesus' garment were suddenly healed from their illness. So Jesus had to leave abruptly. He needed to get away from them, as He did many times during His 3-year public ministry. And He went up to the mountain to pray to His Father in heaven. He needed to take time out and talk things over with His Father in heaven. And after Jesus had finished praying, He came down again from the mountain early in the morning, about 3 o'clock a.m. And when He was alone on the land, He saw the disciples at a distance struggling with the wind and the waves against their boat. And as Jesus was watching their boat being beaten by the waves and the wind against them at about the fourth watch of the night, 3 to 6 o'clock in the morning, he came to them walking on the sea. But as the disciples saw Jesus walking on the sea, they thought it was a ghost. So they cried out in fear because they were literally terrified. But Jesus spoke to them immediately saying, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." As a matter of fact, in the Gospel of Matthew, we're told that when Peter saw Jesus walking on the water, he said to him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." And Jesus said, "Peter, come." And Peter doesn't hesitate. And he gets out of the boat and he begins to walk on the water. But guess what? Suddenly he starts to sink and to drown because of his lack of faith and trust in Jesus. And he cries out, "Lord, save me." And then Jesus rebuked Peter saying, "Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt?" Yes, why did you doubt? Isn't that precisely what we do when Jesus says to us, "Come to me," and yet we have the same doubts? Yes, it is. If we're honest with ourselves again this morning, as we confessed our sins and received Jesus' absolution, we're no different than the disciples, or better than the disciples. When we feel like we're sinking or drowning ourselves, the strong wave and the wind blowing against us with all the problems and disappointments and trials and tribulations we have to face in life, we too are afraid and begin to sink and begin to drown because of our lack of faith and trust in Jesus. We act and react in the same way the disciples did, and we also cry out saying, "Lord, save me." It is then that we also need to hear the voice of Jesus this morning, as he reaches out to us and says to each and every one of us, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." Yes, we have nothing to fear if we place all of our faith, all of our trust in Jesus, even when we feel like the whole world is crashing down on us. And when we feel that everything is against us, whether we're facing a sickness or death in our family, concern about our children or our grandchildren, concerned about our job and the economy, concerned about the future or anything else in life. Yes, Jesus will always take care of us, not only spiritually, but also physically, as we learn to place all of our trust, all of our faith in Jesus. As a matter of fact, Ruth and I have learned and experienced that many a times during our lifetime, especially when our 3 children were still small and young. It wasn't easy. It was tough. Some of you have small children and you know exactly what I'm talking about. When you have 5 children instead of 3, it makes it even more difficult. And yet at the end of the day, after a lot of praying and soul searching, Jesus always
bailed us out. He always came to our rescue at the right time when we didn't expect it at all. And sometimes didn't have enough time to give us, but at the time that we needed Him, He was there for us. Jesus always answered our prayers and took care of us. And Jesus will certainly take care of you and your family as you pray and reach out to Him in your time of need with all the storms that are surrounding you in the life. Yes, may God the Father bless us and preserve us through His Holy Spirit as we indeed place all of our faith, all of our trust in Jesus, especially when we are afraid with all the storms we have to face in life. Yes, may our prayer today be the words we sang in the hymn of the day. Jesus, Savior, pilot me over life's tempestuous sea. May I hear Thee say to me, fear not, I, Jesus, will pilot thee. Yes, as we partake again of the true body and the true blood of Jesus in the Holy Sacrament, Jesus does not only offer His forgiveness to us and the promise of the gift of eternal life one day in the kingdom of heaven, but He also touches us, each and every one of us, as we kneel here this morning, and He says, take heart, it is I, do not be afraid. The question is, do you believe it? With all of your heart, mind, and soul, in your time of need, that Jesus will answer you, that Jesus will take care of you when He's ready to take care of us. God bless you. In Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the fellowship of His Holy Spirit be and abide with us all unto life everlasting. Amen.